Hey everyone, welcome to the English Fluency Journey podcast. These episodes were created based on our videos on YouTube for those who'd rather listen than watch. So happy listening. Hope you enjoy our content.
I'm super excited about this video and I hope that you are as well because this one's special as I want to suggest to you a studying routine to improve your English. I spent some time thinking about it and about the best option that can suit anyone, even a very busy person. For that reason, it had to be simple but nonetheless effective. Routine means the things that we do on a regular basis. In other words, consistency. And as we know, consistency is key. So if you implement them into your routine, the results will not keep you waiting. You won't need to download any apps. You won't need to sign up for any courses. You won't need a teacher. You can do it on your own. And or in addition to the things you're already doing. These things that I'm gonna suggest are little and pretty easy to do so as not to overwhelm you and make you wanna hate learning. However, they can make a huge difference. And I want to ask you not to underestimate them and try them out for a month and get back to me and let me know if you've seen some results. Remember, as the adage goes, slow and steady wins the race. I decided to cover the basic skills, so here they are, the things that you should preferably do every single day to improve your English significantly. Listening. Watch or listen to something in English every single day. You don't have to listen to something in English the whole day unless you can and want to, of course, and it doesn't have to be educational videos. Think of something you like: traveling, cooking, fitness, business-related things, psychology, physics, something that you really enjoy watching. Find a channel or a podcast that you like and watch at least one video a day, but every day. Why I'm talking about YouTube mostly because videos on YouTube are under 20 minutes on average, and you can absolutely find 20 minutes a day. And you can find anything you want on here. So a couple of channels that I enjoy, and those are just to name a few: Abby's Kitchen, Dr. Mike, Mama Dr. Jones, Brightside, Brainy Doze, Live and Purpose TV, Walter's World, Marie Forleo. Even if you just do this, but every day will help. When you watch something very interesting to you, you engage with it and you become curious about it. When you're curious, you will do some further digging. And by digging, I mean looking up words and phrases. And it's not gonna be too much because it's only one video a day. Not to mention that you'll improve your listening. Reading. If you're currently reading a book, that's awesome. Continue reading it. One thing that I like to do is to establish a number of pages that I want to read every day until I finish a book. It's important to read daily. Let's say 5 pages a day. Want more? Read more. But the point is that you make a habit. If you're not reading a book, there's a great way to read daily. Use the internet. I always have something that I want to find out more about. So when I'm curious about something, I Google it in English and read about it on some websites. And I'm sure that you have something that you search on the internet. Maybe you often search for some cooking recipes. Maybe you like to read about traveling in different countries. Maybe you're curious about herbs and their properties and benefits and like to search for information about health in general. I surely do. You know what I mean. At least once a day, when you open your browser and you want to type something in the search box, do it in English and read just a little something on something that you're curious about. When you're truly interested and engaged, your brain activates and remembers things better. Consequently, if you come across new words, you'll remember them easier and better. Just like in school, remember when there was a subject or a topic that you were genuinely curious about, you didn't even have to study hard. The information just sunk in by itself. But when there was something that you were made to learn, well, that didn't want to stick with you whatsoever. Writing. I have a video on writing and its benefits. I'll link it in the description and it's also clickable on your screen right now. Promise me that you will write for a month. Don't write a novel. You don't even have to write as much as a letter. Just a few sentences will do the trick. Write down your thoughts like, "What a stupid idea. Anna made me do this. I'll let her know in the comments that I thought it was stupid." Or, you know, whatever you're thinking. in the morning or in the evening, it doesn't matter. In the morning, you can write something like, I hope this day goes smoothly and productively. Or write about a video that you've watched that day. Kind of recall and retell. That'll make your brain think in English. Speaking. Speaking is the hardest part for every language learner. And the biggest problem with speaking for people is that they don't have anyone to speak with. Online classes may not be possible for some people, and just talking to themselves about something doesn't seem like a very easy task. So I have a perfect solution for you to speak at least a little, but every single day. And it's connected to the things I've already mentioned. How convenient, right? So a very easy thing you can do is when you watch a video, just pick out some sentence or part and repeat it. It's not shadowing, so don't focus on your pronunciation and intonation. Your job is to open your mouth and speak. Usually, we don't know what to say or how to make a sentence, and in this way, you don't need to think about this. All you have to do is to repeat after someone. And as we know, repetition is a very effective way to learn. Or read out loud, it's also a great way. You have to feel those words in your mouth. You have to pronounce sentences. Seriously, you have to open your mouth and speak every day. Why do you think people have such trouble with speaking when they can read and their listening skills and vocabulary are excellent? Because they simply don't use their mouths. They're intelligent and absolutely capable, but they just can't cross this barrier. They might be shy, they might feel weird, and this is natural, but if they want to be able to speak, they have got to speak. By repeating and reading out loud, again, you don't have to think of what to say and how to say it, about grammar. However, your brain will start to assimilate that knowledge and information because of regularity and repetition. A little harder way is to read out loud what you have written, and maybe even more than once. Harder because in order to practice speaking, you first need to write something and think. I hope that it didn't sound like too much work because honestly, I don't know a way of gaining knowledge or any skill for that matter without making any effort. So, just these things, but regularly. Yes, no sitting on grammar for hours intentionally, no memorizing new words, no doing exercises. It doesn't mean that you can't or that learning grammar is unnecessary. I hope you get this. And you can always do these things additionally to whatever it is that you're doing right now. By simply looking up words and then rewatching the piece of the video with those words, reading and noticing how the tenses are used, and asking why and checking up and actually thinking in English when you're writing and trying to come up with the best way to say what you want to say will help you so much. Remember, it doesn't have to be something out of the ordinary or hard. It has to be habitual. As Aristotle said, we are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, therefore, is not an act, but a habit. So let's review those habits. And you can always do more, but let's establish this minimum. You'll watch one video or listen to one episode of a podcast a day. You'll read one article on the internet or read a couple of pages of a book a day. You'll write down a couple of sentences in English a day. You'll read those sentences or a book or an article out loud or repeat something after someone you were listening to. It'll take approximately 1 hour a day, and there's 24 hours in a day, so I think you can find one to improve your English. And one more thing, break it down throughout the day. It'll be easier. You don't have to do all this at once.
Okay, guys, that's it for now. Thank you for choosing our podcast. Until the next one.